Rumors.
Pretty Malik gossip
on Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip. What's going on?
Okay, Northwest has done her first on-camera interview about her upcoming debut album, Elementary School Dropout. Just a reminder, Northwest, Kanye and Kim's daughter.
Yep.
She's 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old.
Mm.
She spoke to this other 13-year-old. This 13-year-old girl, she's so great. Her name is Jazzy. She runs like her own little network called Jazzy's World TV.
Like on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, and on TikTok and stuff like that. Hey, she's 13. She's doing it. So she got the exclusive with Northwest about her upcoming album. Have a listen.
How do you feel about coming out with your own album now? And what can everyone expect? And when is it going to drop? Because we're all very excited.
It's going to be great.
When is it going to drop?
Like, I don't know.
Okay. Are there going to be any kind of collabs with your dad on there?
Maybe. We don't know yet.
All right. I like the mysterious vibe you got going on there. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Just kids. I mean, Northwest obviously not giving us a lot of information about our upcoming
album. Wonder where that was.
Rolling Loud.
Okay.
Rolling Loud, California.
Is that like a festival?
Music festival, yeah.
Wow. I wonder if Northwest was at the basketball game near...
No, it was Kim and her sons, I think, that were at the game.
Because Chris was there, right?
Correct, yeah. And
Chris
I think
Fade.
North was maybe... North. I don't think North was there.
Hanging out with Daddy, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's talk about the person who's in $50 million worth of debt.
Mm.
And that is a surprising name by the name of Bruno Mars. Apparently, he has a $50 million gambling debt at the MGM in Las Vegas. If you didn't know, Bruno's been living in Vegas since 2016. He has a residency with the MGM. He's been doing a residency for that long and set to continue until the end of this year. And this new report claims that despite making $90 million a year, Bruno Mars still has a $50 million debt because he has a gambling issue.
I can't believe that.
So
you know what he said? He said this.
Wait, he's got a joke. I'm not done.
Oh, no. I need the bit where he says, I want to be a billionaire.
Okay. I'll just wait.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So true. He needs to be $50 million debt at a casino.
And he's making $90 million a year. So after taxes, let's say he makes $60 million a year. But now he's just opened up like a new kind of lounge bar type place in the MGM as well. So I wonder if he's just been going to be contracted to be there for more and more years because he owes them so much money.
Well, that's like what happened to Elvis Presley, wasn't it?
He owed money, so he just stayed there, tied down.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think who does a residency from 2016? It's nearly 10 years of a residency.
Oh, Bruno, get the help, man, because that's a bad place to be if you're stuck there.
Exactly,
it's just like completely wasting money.
Exactly.
I'm glad I've stayed away from it. I've got like an addictive personality. Yeah. I'd probably be addicted to it.
Gosh,
I'd stay away from that one.
And finally, Ed Sheeran performed in Mumbai over the weekend. You must have seen it come up on a lot of feeds over the weekend.
Mm.
But this is so cool because Ed Sheeran sang in Punjabi while he was there. And
what?
That's all because the one, the only, Diljit Dosanjh came out on stage and Ed sang his song. Have a listen.
Now, Mumbai, I would like you to make all the noise in the world for Diljit Dosanjh.
That's Diljit. That's Ed.
Oh, wow. Sounds great. Like, how have they found the time to practice that song? You know, because they're going to do it, like, practice beforehand, right?
But yeah, so there was a little bit of a rehearsal because we saw Diljit on stage with Ed. But for Ed to learn a song is easy for him. But to learn the lyrics in a completely different language that he does not understand and nail it is incredible.
Well done, Ed Sheeran. We love you even more now. Hit us with the tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.